from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary. It's time for the podcaster who's just slowing it down here. Slowing down your day into your evening. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And if you're a regular listener, it really can perk up for a few minutes because it's just the beginning of the episode. Because these are the ways we keep the show going. Or if you can remember, when your hand hits that fridge tomorrow, sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. That's how we keep the show free for you and everybody else. Thanks. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. With just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead and start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking, if the answer to those questions are yes, yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box, straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. And actually, this is a pre-Sleepy Supporter Zone because our new sponsor, Native Deodorant, is so amazing. I cannot believe, like, you'll probably hear my next sponsor read. Like, I've never been more impressed with a deodorant and product in general. And I really want to make this fun for everybody. So share with me online, whether it's Instagram or Twitter, I'm at Dearest Scooter, or on our Facebook page. Check out all the scents over at nativedeodorant.com. And if you want, use the promo code SLEEP to get 20% off your first purchase. But go there, pick out some scents, and then tag me in Native and let me know which one you want. And I'll start thinking about how I'm going to smell in August. Because right now I'm rocking the coconut and vanilla and I love it. But I'm looking at all these other scents and I said, geez, let the listeners vote. So do it online. And then let me know when you support Native. NativeDeodorant.com. Use Sleep at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. And then share with me so I can thank you right here in the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bard, you help out in the show. So do a lot of other people. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team are just down on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, Dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Song.jonathanmann.net to commission a song from the Mystery Bard. And I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. Remember, if your podcast doesn't work for you, sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you. And that's it. Let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, maybe singular sensations. Now I'm too, like, thoughts, feelings. I was just laughing because that's like one singular sensation. I think that's also the lullaby of old Broadway. Okay, going off topic. Okay, so whatever's keeping you up, that's my main thing. So if you're thinking about stuff, if you're feeling stuff, if you're experiencing anything, get anything going on situationally, or you know, just looking for company, you're looking for a boyfriend, you found it. Because what I'm going to do, I got this safe place ready for you here and prepared. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use a lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. It's creaky. I don't even know how to spell that. Dulcet. It's a little bit rusty, a little bit sweet. Superfluous meanders, extra words. I'm going to go, you know, whatever I just said, remembering old TV commercials, they say, what else? Like, I was kind of trying to come up with that sleep with me formula. That's what people say sometimes, in my imagination. And they say, what is that? Cayenne? No, there's no cayenne in there. Okay, so you get the creaky dulcet tones, you get the rusty meanders, doesn't make any sense. Point, like circular stuff, ovular. And what else is in there? Old TV shows and commercials and everything I've ever absorbed in my entire life is what's in there. Center of lens of, okay. You turned that one around on me. That's not really, I didn't realize we were interviewing ourselves. But so let's take it to the new listener. So if you're new, I'm glad you're here. A couple things to know. This podcast is different. So if you're already like, what is this? Or you checked it out, you say, what is this supposed to put me to sleep? I don't understand what that means. You know, those kind of things. I totally understand. If you're skeptical or you're a little bit on edge or you're like, I'm not sure about this dude. I just want to acknowledge it's a very common experience. So give the show a few tries. I'll just try to prepare you in a couple ways. Like this intro and the show in general, it kind of never really comes together in a clear way. I mean, it does. If you're a regular listener, you know what I'm talking about. But it's not some kind of instant sleep fix or some sort of kind of sleep thing that's like just falls into place. It's just different, and it's meant to kind of keep you company as you drift off. And I thought I'd be able to explain it better, but, you know, I've been doing this a while, and I still haven't figured out an easy explanation. So I just tell you, if you're new, I'm trying to help. It doesn't work for everybody. So see how it goes. Also, since you're new, I want to prepare you for structure, which the show starts off with business. And I'm so grateful to the regular listeners that support the sponsors and support the show, because that's how I'm able to have the podcast here free for you. So thank you to them. Then there's an intro. Now, the intros are around 12 to 15 minutes or so. And you say, well, that's a pretty long intro. What do you do in that intro? Not much. You see, spinning your thumbs? Is that called, where you say, I'm just spinning my thumbs or whatever? I think there's another word for that, but I can't think of it. You say, well, yeah, the intro is kind of a show within a show. And what's really designed for is helping you ease you into bedtime. Like some listeners start it while they're getting ready for bed, and some listeners start it when they're in bed. And then a few listeners skip it and go straight to the story. If you want to skip it, just set the show to start at like 18, 20 minutes. Or you become a patron and you just get story-only episodes in the feed. But for most people, they say, well, it takes a little time to get ready for bed. It's kind of like a thing, like, of course, we want to fall asleep right away. And, so I'm trying to ease you into bedtime wherever you're starting the show. So basically, the intro is that. It's like, Scoots, when you get to the point? Well, when I can pronounce gonna get to the point, I'll probably still talk for 4 or 5 more minutes about stuff, and then we'll get to the a random Tuesday style episode, which we only call a Tuesday style episode because we used to come out on Tuesdays. Now it comes out on Sunday or Wednesday, and that just means it's kind of a random potpourri style episode. So that's the intro. Then there'll be the episode. Like I said, it'll be like a little bit of a bedtime story, and then there'll be some thank yous at the end, and there's some business tucked between the intro and the story. So that's structurally what to expect. Also, you're under no pressure to listen to me or to fall asleep. So this is weird because it's a podcast, and it's a sleep podcast. And you'd say, well, the most essential thing, definition of podcast is something you listen to. And I'd say, well, is it something you listen to or something you hear or something you're vaguely aware may be playing, but you may not be hearing it or listening? You could just be in its presence. And they'd say, well, that won't work. And I'd say, yeah, this is the one podcast you can say, well, I'm in your presence. And that's kind of the social deal, imagine, I mean, this is really the role I hope the podcast fills and feels like. Imagine you had someone in your life, and they were totally, they were on call. And you had a total, first of all, you said, well, you could, they were just a person you felt very comfortable around. But then you also had an agreement that they would put you to sleep without any expectations on their end. So it's like, okay, you just come over or I'll call you. Tell me about your day or tell me about something, about some comics you read. Yeah, but at some point I'm going to stop listening. And also I'm not going to humor you and be like, oof, oh boy, really? So it was Kelvin and Hobbes and, keep going. Was it a Sunday or a weekday? Was it one of the weekday ones that had, was this in a newspaper or a dream? Like, you don't have to do humor. Like, so it'd be like, okay, so you're just going to talk and I can fall asleep. And you don't, you say, yeah, that's how it works. I don't know what I was trying to explain other than, so no pressure to listen. And no pressure to fall asleep. Oh, yeah. So that's what I mean. The podcast is present for you, but you don't have to hear it or listen to it. And the same thing with no pressure to fall asleep. The shows are about an hour, a little bit over an hour. So you could drift off whenever you need to, or you could line up episode after episode. As a lot of our patrons do. They'll listen to like 8 episodes in a night. And that way, like you say, or you might wake up at 2 or 3 and you say, okay, I need to start the episode again. So however you choose to listen, you'll kind of discover, but there's no pressure to sleep because I'm going to be here the whole time. And I make this show just as much for the people that are listening that they can't sleep at all. That's why I'm here to the very end. It's the people that fall asleep in 2 minutes, but the episode is still playing and somehow helping you stay asleep. So that's a little bit about the structure of the show and what to expect. I'm trying to think of like, I was talking about those old commercials. What did I say? What was it? One singular sensation. This show does not have a singular sensation. It's like, some people would say, well, it's singularly boring. And I'd say, well, but do we have a singular sensation? Because we got creaky dulcet tones, going off topic, keeping you company. I think that's like if we, but I don't think, I wonder what they were referring to. Is that the chorus line that song's from? Yeah, I don't know. My memory's not so good. That's another thing in general. So I say, well, I mean, again, I just remember those songs from being on a commercial for the Milford Plaza on WPIX, like in the 80s or early 90s. So I don't know. Here's the thing. If you can't sleep, I want to help. And I want to help you fall asleep. I've been there. And that's one of the main reasons I make the show is because you say, well, it would have been, you know, would be nice or would have been nice when I was a kid and I couldn't sleep. Just to have someone come in and say, hey, it seems like you can't sleep. That stinks. Yeah. And you say, well, I don't know. Is there a way I could help you? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know either. What if I just sit here and keep you company? You think that would help? I don't know. Right, I don't know either. Maybe even if it doesn't help you sleep, at least I'll be here to keep you company, huh? Yeah, I guess. Maybe I could just talk about something inane and pleasant. Okay, but just don't talk about WPIX commercials again. Okay, why? Oh, well, then that just makes me think about why. You know, I don't know. I was just like trying to throw you for a loop. Okay, well, I'll be here, and I can tuck in a little bit there and say, get comfortable, get in there. I really like that pillow technique you're doing. What do you call that? You call it the twist and puff? Ooh, twist and puff. I like that. What is that you're doing with your elbow? Oh, yeah, I call that bed scooping. I don't know. I think it just helps me get it comfortable. Sure, and I did notice your big toe on your right foot is kind of rubbing. It's almost like you're digging in your bed with your right toe. Yep, I do that too. I like it. It's soothing. Cool. Well, I'm really learning a lot just being here watching you get in bed and fall asleep. Yeah, so you're just going to be, because I know you can't sleep. I know, and here's the thing, I believe you deserve a good night's sleep. I believe you deserve to be treated with dignity and respect, and I'm just here to help. I mean, and the thing is, I know you say, well, geez, I wish I could have an instant on-call person to do that. And you say, well, I don't know if that's an option. You know, everybody's got to get sleep too. Yeah, that's why I make this podcast. And you can just use it on demand when you need it. Huh. Which, like, so I just get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play, huh? Yeah, or you could do that in any order, but that just is the way I used to always say it. So it's kind of like a well-worn pathway. Okay, great. Well, thanks for being here and keeping me company. No problem. I'm glad to be here to keep you and everyone else company that's listening. And like I said, if you're new, give the show a few tries. See how it goes. 95% of listeners say it took 2 or 3 tries before I started regularly listening to the show. And yeah, I appreciate your time. I work very hard. I yearn and I strive because I want to help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com. to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. All right, hey everybody, this is a style of show we haven't done in a while. And, you know, so you know it's not easy making a sleep podcast because, like, the main way you support the show is, you know, if you put people to sleep, then it's hard for them to get a message to support the show and how, you know, so, you know, if you've been listening to the show for years, you know, it's like never easy. And because they say, okay, the podcast is so good at putting people to sleep, it makes it harder to get the listeners to take action. And that's like how podcasting is different, like, where it's not a mass medium, so there's no advertising just to hear it. It's always, oh, how many people buy this stuff or how many people become patrons, and that translates into the budget for the show to keep it going and free. But a long time ago, I made a deal with someone. It kind of like that they would, like, kind of like an advertising deal. It wasn't super lucrative, unfortunately, because it was early on in the podcast, but I did make this deal where they have access to the podcast occasionally. And actually, they were smart because they got in early. And then I say, are you going to run one of these episodes anytime soon? And they say, not right now. Because they were waiting as the podcast has grown and grown and grown because of all the wonderful listeners like you who spread the word just naturally. And also, I don't know a lot about this. Like, usually now I say, okay, well, you could work with the show. That's great. Let me check out what you get, you know, let me check your product out or let me check you out. This is like a mysterious, it's just a seminar company. I guess it's not that mysterious. And much like the podcast, they wanted people to succeed. And I think they built their business model. Their business model is Bore to Win. It's Bore to Win seminars and I think then now they call it Bore to Win Life Enrichment LLC or something was the last notice they sent me when they said, okay, we'd like to run another episode. And unfortunately, I didn't know I don't know what it's about. Luckily, they're coming here to record it. But it's usually they're pretty relaxing. So it actually has worked out. It just hasn't worked out for me because they said, well, it's like only... that doesn't even pay for the editing of the episode, like, but whatever, you know, it's an early deal, it's good content, I believe, though so usually even I snooze through these episodes, though I did say, what are you going to be talking about tonight, and they said, oh, well, we would prefer to, like, you just could hear it, so I guess without further ado, I think it's Brad Bratterson is the person that runs it. And yeah, I guess so, like, I'm going to turn things over to Brad Bratterson from Bore to Win Life Enrichment Industries is what it says here. If you're looking for health, wealth, happiness, Oh, I don't know if I could say that. Good abs. Okay. Oh, you said that was optional talk. Well, I already said it now. Health, wealth, happiness. Possibly, can we just put question mark abs? Brad's nodding here. Because I don't know. It's just, I think that's like not true. Like, okay, well, oh, do you, but everybody's a fan of abs? Well, I wouldn't say everybody's a fan of abs. I mean, like, I think aspiration, like it's a, that's just another aspirational thing. Not to quibble, Brad. Great to have you back. So if you're looking, I never actually investigated the health, wealth, or happiness parts of your slogan either. But we're proud to present another seminar from Bordwin Life Enrichment Enterprises. And here's Brad Bradderson. Take it away, Brad. Well, hello, everyone. This is Brad Bradderson here. Thank you, Scooter. And thanks for having me in your ears. I really appreciate it. And we're here from Bordwin Life Enrichment Enterprises to help you on the path to health, wealth, and happiness. Smiles. We're in the elusive search, for that 60-40, 80-20 mix. We're here to support you on that journey. We're here to unlock the empowering secrets of boredom and to the path that boredom leads to. And we're going to do that today. We have a new product we're launching. And those of you that have already become part of the Bordwin Life Enrichment Society, you know, the membership is currently closed. So those you got that got in on the now may reopen at some unknown point in the future. But those of you that became members early on, you're in a great position because you'll have a first access to what we're going to let, I guess you also, the people that listen to the podcast, you're getting this free. And this will be a premium product. Eventually, it'll go behind the secret within to the Bordwin Life Enrichment Enterprises and Industries. We're discussing industries versus enterprises. It'll go behind our paywall. And I know you already listened to a podcast, a sleep podcast called Sleep With Me. And Scooter happens to be friends with Craig and Harris from Sleep Whispers podcast. Also know he's a big fan of Justin McElroy, who has the Empty Bowl podcast. And I know Scooter likes bedtime stories for Rebel Girls. And he's exchanged nice emails with Otis from Sleepy podcast. And there's a whole industry of sleepy-related podcasts. And now there's businesses in it. And we said to ourselves here at Bordwin Enterprises, we already have plenty of nearly free advertising in Sleep With Me. And as we see more and more companies begin to say, well, what is this Sleep With Me? And we see divergent things. You know, Scooter's been trying to get Trader Joe's to advertise on his podcast. And they say, oh, we don't want to advertise on podcasts. We said, well, maybe this just isn't, Scooter's just not, you know, maybe Scooter just needs to keep making Sleep With Me. And they say, is this a cottage industry? Well, we're going to find out because we're going to empower you today to create your own seminar. Now, this is not based on any of Scooter's techniques, but we have at Bordwin Labs, which you could tour Bordwin Labs if you're a member of the Bordwin Life Enrichment Society, that does come with being able to purchase those tickets is only available to members. And if the membership reopens, you would be able to tour Bordwin Labs where you see what we're doing. We're pushing the edges of boredom as a part of life, you know, and they say one day, you know, all these other, you know, we do believe in the Carol Dweckian philosophies of mindset and having a boredom embracing growth mindset, but we're just focusing on boredom. You know, other people are, you know, doing other stuff. Neuroscience, we have neuroscientists who are aware of our existence and all of the other things. But so we've been working listening. We subletted some space on machine learning servers. And they say that some of those are based on AI. And we've been looking for more of the AI with the EQ, EI, like emotional intelligence. Do you have any AI with EI? And we've been trying to find, within our budgets, ways to analyze the Sleep With Me podcast through AI. To discover why it really works, and then say, well, this would be easily replicable for our enterprise customers and those members of the board win life enrichment society, and you, dear listeners, and mainly just to say, maybe if now you might say, what is the cost of this life enrichment society you're talking about, Brad? And I'd say, well, how much is it, how much is your enriching, a life of enrichment worth to you? Because we do offer, for $100K, this was before we closed the membership because of demand, for a lifetime membership, one-time price for a lifetime of enrichment, of access to enriching products. Now, you might say, wow, $100K, wow, what a bargain. And you would say, but, I don't have that to put to you. I say, well, if you're not, you could spread apart multiple payments on multiple credit cards. And we're not really here to talk about those things exactly. It's just but the monthly fee is, the goal of the monthly fee is to make that pricing look like a deal. So, but you say, well, how could I unlock these? Now, we will tell you that direct income from a sleep pod, you say, well, okay. But it's a way, we're just working on unlocking the secrets to Scooter's podcast. Now I could hear him sighing in the other room, and he's muttering that this is totally incorrect and off base. We feel like we've learned a lot, especially through our AI bots with a little bit of emotional intelligence. And we have human curators who've been working with us. So we're going to present podcasting bore to win. The bore to win. Now, we won't be making our own podcast. We've thought about that, but since we have space on Scooter's show, we said, well, there's a built-in audience ready to hear our message and ready to bore to win the podcast edition. So let's get started. What do you say? Okay. Hold on here, Brad. I hate to break in on you, but are you trying to teach people how to copy my podcast? Scooter, we're looking at expanding the great foundation that you've started. We'd like to just expand on that to for-profit corporations, startups, maybe solo, solopreneurs, entrepreneurs that are involved in our society particularly. Okay, that is, you're going to do that on my podcast. So, well, Scooter, here's a pitch to you. You could be the first to give away all your secrets. All the greats that have done that. Okay, there's actually no, I'll tell you, Brad, there's actually no secrets to the podcast that I know about. I could use this, because really, Brad, it's not about any of that stuff, right? Scooter, tell me more. Scooter, do you mind if I grab a pen and pencil? Why don't you grab one of those and something to write on, Brad? Because I might teach you how to bore to win, via podcast. But I'd actually like to, maybe I could improve my podcast because I'm just here to help the people that are listening get some rest and get comfortable, turn out the lights, press play, and just be there, keep them company while if they're awake or asleep. Right, Scooter. We just think you're missing out on a great opportunity. Did you say grape opportunity? What, I would love a grape. I had a grape soda last week, and I I've always liked the term grape ape. That was a cartoon. I think, I don't know if it was a character on a cartoon. It was a giant ape who was grape ape. I would love to go to a character greeting that said grape opportunity, like an opportunity to get a photo with the grape ape. Okay, Scooter, I don't know if you were doing that on purpose or that was just your natural techniques, but it's good so we could work together on this seminar. Listen, Brad, I know I'm contractually obligated to give you this time, and unfortunately I didn't know what I was doing, so I'm contractually obligated to let you say what you are, and you have a final edit on your spoken portions. And I did, now that I have Quinn on my side, I said, well, I can also say whatever I want. But yeah, I think we could work together. This could be a win-win situation, because I don't even know how, but I'll be honest with you, Brad. I just told you all the secrets of the podcast earlier. So if you have anything, then I can use it to make my podcast better. Scooter, you'd be boring to win. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, the health, wealth, and happiness, I don't think that's I'd like to flourish, and I'd like my listeners to flourish. And I think flourishing, it becomes something beyond, it's being instead of aspirate. The act of aspiring aspiration, or is that when you're breathing through your skin, Brad? Scooter, I'm not going to take the bait on that. I'd like to give you one of our talking topics here as we focus on everybody listening to the seminar here when you're sitting down to record. Now, during this particular free presentation, we won't be handling any of the technical aspects. But that will be a part of our elite pro coaching program that'll be available through the society eventually when we reopen membership. But Scooter, we found that somehow you toe the line between mediocrity and excellence in some way, and we've started to think about what does that mean, and we've thought that. Scooter, that was actually, we're just clarifying, I thought that was a talking topic, Scooter, but now you've almost, you've got me in a, so you're saying I'm excellent in my mediocrity? Tell me more about if I was starting a sleep podcast, how would I be excellent at my mediocrity? Well, Scooter, basically what we're saying is content-wise, it doesn't really matter what you talk about, and that you just prepare something mediocre, and you present it in an excellent way. Now, your excellent way is boring, and I guess that was what we're saying. Okay, so you're basically saying, Brad, don't worry. I know you could see by the furrowing of my brow, I have thoughts about this, but they're not all thoughts about involved with you, Brad. So let me talk about this in a way that is open-minded and in a spirit of learning. Because I think I could see, and again, I wonder if I should even be telling you this, Brad, but it could see how you'd have that as you if you took apart let's talk about Ariel from Little Mermaid, right? Okay, Scooter, I thought you were going to tell me about mediocrity and excellence. Okay, well, I think I am eventually. So you're basically saying what you're positing is if I deliver something mediocre in an excellent way, that's kind of the key to the podcast, putting people to sleep, right? Is to say, I could talk about anything or read something or just go off topic. It's really mostly about the delivery and the style of delivery. But that's what you're saying, right? And what I'm saying is, I guess I got a couple stories to tell you. So settle in, Brad. Get comfortable. And so first off, I was thinking, well, first I thought I was going to tell you about my neighbor, Billy, when I was growing up. One of the people I aspired to be, he was he had multiple motorcycles, he had snowmobiles, he had a dog named Rebel, more than once upon a time, he also had a lot of that stuff in his parents' backyard. And he never became an older brother. He was almost like an older brother figure to me, but only like four or five momentary moments in my life. But one thing I know was that he was mechanically minded, right? But he was also, you don't just instantly become mechanically minded. So when you were talking about all that, I have these distinct memories of more than one occasion. Sometimes it was with his own motorcycle. This is when he was in his teens, and then one time, I think, with an outboard motor, like a used outboard motor my dad had bought that stopped working, and Billy said, "I'll fix it." And, you know, to fix something, especially something very mechanical, this is before the internet, Brad, you'd have to take it all apart, right? And also before, I guess that brings up a third thing, Brad, is how useful it is to take photos. Like, because I've changed the battery and the screen on my phone before. And I think it was one tip the police gave me, but maybe I just learned it or maybe I read it on the internet. It was like, take a picture at every phase as you're taking it apart. So then you know how to put it back together. And they had pictures too, but it's good to take your own pictures. So then you can kind of see. I guess if you're taking apart your phone, you know what I mean though, Brad? Scooter, we have a lot of topics to cover here tonight. Don't worry, Brad. I promise this will put your listeners onto health, wealth, and happiness. Oh boy, will it. So Billy took apart this outboard motor on top of a tarp. So all the parts were on the tarp. All the insides of the outboard motor were now all the parts everywhere. And outboard motor's got a lot of parts. It makes a rowboat go. Okay, Brad might be, Brad's guy. So Billy had them all spread out there. And I guess like he was trying to figure out what was wrong with it and how to fix it. Now, my dad is not mechanically minded, and he may be, I don't know if he's result-based. I don't know if he's a Dweckian, I'll tell you that for sure. And I'm sure he was I'm very much like him in the sense that if I was in his shoes and at the time, and Billy said, "Oh, something wrong with your motor? Why don't I fix it? I'll do it for $50 or whatever. Or I'll do it for free, or I'll do it for a couple lunches." My gut would say, "Oh no, 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 no." But I would say I wouldn't want to displease or say no to Billy, so I'd probably say yes. But then I would be thinking the whole time, "Oh no, 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 no." That's kind of the sound of that. That's actually the sound that a good outboard motor makes. Oh no, 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 no. And so, basically, when my dad saw the motor taken apart, then that started his own, inboard motor running in a rattling way. And then he was, then eventually the clock started ticking. And then it's like, okay, when is this going to be? Is this ever going to be fixed? Is it going to work? A dance. Now, meanwhile, from Billy's perspective, I don't know but he took it apart. He was genuinely going to fix it. Maybe he was learning how to fix it, or maybe he took on too big a job, or maybe it would have eventually gotten fixed. I don't know. I mean, I know it probably had to get brought to a repair shop, but that's not the important part of the story, Brad. Is I want you to picture all of the pieces. Scooter, are you saying I'm Billy? Brad, you're getting way ahead of yourself, so far ahead of yourself. So, but just picture that tarp with thousands of parts from an outboard motor. Pretty nice. It was a beautiful summer day. There's grass around it. But that's a lot of parts. And if you just look at one of those parts, you say, this is where it becomes a Little Mermaid thing, right? And we could even use that as like a in-world metaphor. Now, imagine it like Ariel has her sea legs, right, or earth legs, and she's still friends with whatever that bird's name was. Maybe I'll remember it. Scuttle, I think. Yep, Scuttle. And situationally, maybe Ariel and Eric and Scuttle and Fievel or whoever else, they live down the street. You know, Ariel, like, the movie was almost in real time. Like, Ariel and Eric got married, but, you know, Ariel's still a new person in our world, right? Okay, Scooter, I'm with you. So, just like in the movie, if Ariel and Scuttle were walking, and you say, hey, Ariel, what's up? Still, you, I mean, I guess my first thing would be, it would be more subtle than this. It'd be like, so what's the sitch with you and Prince Eric? He travels a lot, huh, for work. Well, he is a prince. And his dog chases around poor Scuttle all the time. Well, and the Scuttle will probably say, no, actually, the dog and I say, okay, anyway. Geez, Ariel, good to see you. Scooter, you really are a good friend. And then I would sigh. And then Ariel would say, huh, what's Scuttle, what is all this stuff here? And they would go through the parts of the outboard motor and talk about them. You know, and Scuttle would pick something up and it would be totally, you know, and no one knows, like, I haven't written any Scuttle fan fiction yet. So who knows what's going on with Scuttle? Is Scuttle, like, just, is Scuttle, like, living in a fantasy world? Is Scuttle just make, like, is, like, does Scuttle, I guess the question at this point would be, does Scuttle believe what Scuttle's saying or not? And it, but it, for, I guess for this example, it doesn't really matter. Is that Scuttle would be identifying all these parts and saying, this is what it does. Scooter, are you saying I'm Scuttle? Well, Brad, I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, you could be Billy. You could be maybe the AI. But then Ariel's there saying, huh, like, what, tell me more. What? So I guess what my point is, I think I had a third point that I forgot about, though, huh? Scooter, your third point was talking about your phone. Okay, so let's think about how to empower this. So I think you're saying that this big part must be, I think you are a little bit of, you're pulling a little bit of a Scuttle. And I can see how, okay, here's another topic to discuss on this subject, Brad, is, now, I guess the reason my brow is so furrowed is it is something I think about a lot. Is, well, geez, like, is the podcast just that one part, the majority, what you're saying? And then I would say, well, would I want to just do that all the time? Because it still would be a lot of work, even if it didn't take all of the pre-production of, like, writing things or preparing things or taking notes, or all of the craftsmanship that I believe that goes into the beginning, the pre-show part of things. Like, even if that was delusional, like, I'm Scuttle in this model, and I'm believing what I'm saying. I'm saying, oh, this really is a Flusseldorf Schneiser. And that, you know, that's what you use it, you know, to open your nostrils more. Like, I guess I would say, doesn't that bring Scuttle, like, I guess this Scuttle's probably a bad example in this situation. But I'd say, I think, like, the inherent work, the craft that goes into making a podcast is also what makes it sustainable. Even though it makes it a lot more work, the work, in some sense, generates the sustainability of the show. Scooter, I hear what you're saying, but we're looking to streamline what you're doing and make it scalable. Oh boy, did you just say scalable, huh? Oh boy, so that's where we're at. Okay, well, let's. Oh, so you're saying, well, I guess scalable would be like row oars. And so you'd say, so okay, let's just say yes, Brad. Let's you and I. Ariel, would you like to join me and Brad for a boat ride with oars? No. You're going to go home and look out the window and wonder, okay, great. Think about Prince Eric's hair and eyes for a while. Scuttle, why don't you keep Ariel company? Because I think you and I are two birds of a feather, right? I'll see you later. So we would be streamlined in this rowboat with just these oars, Brad. So a streamlined version of the show, I see what you're saying, would focus... okay, I'm going to give you another secret, Brad, and then maybe you've done enough research that this isn't going to blow your mind. And a regular listener would know all this, is that boredom, when I say the show's bored, I guess you build a whole industry on boredom, so you probably know more about it than I do. But for me, boredom is an entry point, right? And it always has been since the start of the show, because I want the show to be... feel accessible and not intimidating and welcoming. And if it was more high-minded, I think in some sense, it might feel like, whoa, whoa, what's it like? I spin these fantastical tales of like goofy would be another good or nonsense. Like you say, what's Scooter's main things? Nonsense, goofiness, tangential, those like going off topic, thinking about Grape Ape, even like, here's a question, Brad, now that we're out in this rowboat and it's warm, and I'll do the paddling, because I got to get in better shape than Prince Eric, hopefully. I don't think that's happening, but. Has Grape Ape, you think Grape Ape was ever I think Grape Ape predated juice boxes, but I was just thinking I'd love a juice box with Grape Ape on it that said, you know, Grape Ape juice box. Okay, Brad. So, where was I? I think I was going to make a point and then I forgot what it was. We're going to streamline things. I don't know, Brad, did you remember what I was talking about? Scooter, I think you were going to reveal boredom, Scooter. So boredom's an entry point for the show. It is kind of like a portion of what works, but it's not the primary thing. It's more like, oh, you're going to bore me to sleep. I think I can kind of understand that. And that doesn't feel super intimidating, or it doesn't sound like a big obligation for me, the listener. I can check that out. So it's a podcast where a dude bores you to sleep. Now, when people talk about it interpersonally, they think it's still a good entry point to say, because some people say you're so boring, and I say, great, that's perfect. But then some listeners say, well, you're not boring. They say, well, boredom is in the toolkit. It's one of the bigger tools in the toolkit. I guess that's the point I was trying to make, Brad. But it's not the only tool. But when people say, did you bring your toolkit? You know, if you're like a super journeyman, you're fixing outboard motors. Now, maybe that's all Billy showed up with, because that's what he had, a socket set and some pliers and maybe a couple other things. And the journey person, outboard motor repair person, might say, okay, well, I got the tensile 9 or 40 and, you know, stuff that, you know, maybe that sounds like Scuttle would be saying it, but real. So I guess like you can board a wind. Clearly you've proven it, Brad, because you have a society of enrichers or whatever. But I guess I just wanted to say that, I don't think it's the primary, like, I think it's like when you think about building, so when we think about streamlining it, Scooter, can I, okay, go ahead, Brad, I'm glad, Brad, you're reminding me more, have you ever met Stan? Scooter, we've analyzed Stan's clearly a a projection of one of the inner children that lives within you. Okay, well, you've been wrong before, Brad, but like, no, you know, it's possible, though. Okay, Scooter, I just wanted to, so if we were taking the tenets of making a podcast, a bore-to-win podcast, a podcast to put people to sleep, boredom would be one of the, if Scooter, you know what's always efficient is having five pillars or five keystones of sleep podcast creation, whether it's corporate, whether it's funded by VCs, or whether it's, simply, members of our society, Scooter, is, so boredom could be one of the five. Could we have tenants instead? What about tent poles? Scooter, normally there's only one tent pole at the center of the tent. That's why it's called a tent pole movie. Okay, but usually in the summer there's like three tent pole movies, right? But Scooter, I'm shooting for five. Okay, well, I'll just be honest with you, like, because since this is my kind of, I don't want to forte you, but, will you let me forte? I'm just kidding, Brad. Just to be efficient. So boredom is one of the five keystones. Let's go with that. Okay, Scooter. I'm a little bit wondering how we are going to get to, we'll get through it together, Brad. I'm here to help. So you'd say boredom is one of the keystones, and I believe that, and your AI analyzed it and said boredom. And Brad, let me give you two other keystones that I know you got right in your back pocket, is tone and pacing, right? So you have boredom, you have tone, and you have pacing. And I would say, okay, well, you have to have five keystones, huh? And the keystones all have to be the same. Now, these are your keystones, not mine. I'm just going to be clear. Yeah, Scooter, we kind of have ascertained through our analysis that, yes, tone and pacing are the primary keystones along with boredom. And if we were creating our own course, we'd base it just on those three keystones. But for sales-based marketing purposes in A-B testing, five keystone-based products or five pillar products sell better than three pillar products. Yeah, I think people want to go on a journey. They want to have a little bit more than a mouthful. And so I think that's like would be your fourth pillar, which we could talk about the other pillars, which would be being around for people, Brad. It's really like, Scooter, I don't know if that could quite fit as a keystone, being around. Okay, being present, being there. And that's a summary of the tone and the pacing come through that. The actual boredom, as you would say it, is a spirit. It's almost like a spirit, not a spiritual boredom in the religious or faith sense, but in the spirit, like the boredom, the spirit of the boredom is impacted. Brad, believe it or not, I just forgot what I was talking about mid-sentence. Scooter, you're talking about the fourth pillar, which you said was being around. Yeah, so the kind of the, like, this might be the only, I guess maybe that's the keystone, is really just being there for the person listening. You're there to keep them company with some silly boredom-based silliness, with calm, soothing tone and easy pace that you're always trying to pay attention for. Maybe sometimes you got to redial it back in. But that's the main thing, Brad, is you say, okay, you could have a pace, you could have, but being there it consumes like the release schedule. The time of the episodes, the content, the presentation. Yeah, but it's really just about being there for the one person that's listening, Brad. Okay, Scooter, I'm writing all of this down. So this is very, very good. But again, I don't quite know. In a course, Scooter, usually it's better to have one word, boredom, pacing, tone. And Being, did you ever see the movie Being? Is it Being There? Is that the name of the movie with Chauncey the Gardener? Scooter, we'd like, we got to get to the fifth tenants, and also I have a bunch of other stuff to present as part of this seminar. Okay, well, honestly, I think you helped me a lot, Brad, because it's like, again, for me, paying attention to those things, I didn't realize quite their interconnectedness until I was, like, speaking to you about it. I knew they were interconnected, but now I can actually, I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, Brad, but I could feel the interconnectedness between the tone, the pacing, the being there, and the kind of being bored, whatever. I don't know if that's a keystone, though, Brad. It's a tool in the toolbox, but we're just going to use your words because this is your time. And, okay, what's the last one, Brad? Because I know you're delaying, so I have a feeling you have a feeling that I'm not going to appreciate the last keystone. Okay, Scooter. Yeah, Scooter, you're sitting down, but this is just a truth, Scooter. It's being first, and we just call it arrival, but really, so, because I guess I was stuck with being there, it's the reason your success is due to the fact that you were, again, we won't talk about that part, Scooter. Yeah, no, I could see how you totally feel that way, Brad. That's a very common theme, so don't worry about it. I'm a bit like Bran. You say, okay, I get it, that most of the things, this is just that the podcast was the first one of its kind, right? Right, Scooter. And a lot of your, but we have an empowering version of that message. That's why we call it, Brad, are you doing some visioneering? Is that what you're doing? I guess so, Scooter, but we call it arrival. Okay, I just want to dissuade you of a couple points, though, just to ensure, to empower your message, so the podcast is not new, the idea wasn't new, it's been around for not millions of years, but people are telling each other stories like this for all of time, and so I don't know necessarily that really is an empowering message for anyone else. You say, it's kind of like you're saying, well, most of Scooter's success can be attributed to that, being boring and being early. And you're saying, and I could totally see why you could perceive that, especially when you're working with AI. So I'm not, it doesn't bother me at all. But I do want to just make sure, if you're going to be empowering other people, that, I'm interested to know how you would do that. Scooter, so we're saying an arrival, instead of replicating you, because that's not possible, would be an arrival. So we're encouraging them to arrive. Now, great, with our enterprise customers, we could launch an entire plan to do that, and, with marketing and PR and ad spend. And that could very easily scales with budget, Scooter, and we can arrive, and that can arrive on various platforms everywhere. Now, for the individuals in our society, what we'll do is they'll help one another arrive, and that will help them. Okay, well, I don't know about that, but here's the thing. I'm trying to help you, Brad, I don't want to invalidate anything you're saying, because everything you're saying is valid and definitely valid to you. I just don't know, I say, okay, if we're going to build this wall here with that as a keystone, or we're building an arch or whatever, I'm not totally confident we should be walking under that one. The other ones I could see kind of, let's see if we could find our way there. So here we are. Welcome, everybody. This is the abbreviated Bore to Podcast to Win seminar. I'm here with my support staff, Brad Bradderson. Say hi, Brad. Hi, Brad. Oh, you're quick, boy. You're good, Brad. And we're here to present you, to set you, which is a little, you heard our practice podcast there. And we're here to set you on the path to health, wealth, and happiness through boredom and through boring podcasting. And you're probably here because you want to unlock the secrets to health, wealth, and happiness. Good hair, shiny teeth, and all the other things that Brad, you know, life enrichment, as Brad says. And we want to help you here. And Brad's working on a program for the members of the Enrichment Society, Keystones and Tenets of Boring Podcasting, you know, the working title. And, you know, we've kind of gone through some of the important tenets there. It's being boring, and that would be your content model. And Brad says that's somewhat, it's one-fifth of the road to success, to health, to wealth, to happiness. And finding content that's boring and uninteresting, like, according to the Boredom Institute, which preaches boredom first, it's a boredom first thing, is one of the keystones of their program that I'm just summarizing because I want to just clarify everything for them. Second tenet and keystone is pacing, which I guess you have. Now, here's the thing. You have to discover it through time. Because you have to discover a pacing that's sustainable for you and the listener, and a tone that is, you know, that works for the listener, and that works. Normally, I would put pacing and tone in their own keystones, but because of A/B testing, Brad has separated those out. And this is a freebie that I'm giving to Brad and the Institute. It's the fourth keystone is presence. You're here in your situation to bore to win. You're a winner, or you want to win. You want to win through boredom, and you want to unlock the secrets to health, wealth, and happiness through boring others. And you want to be present for that. You want to enjoy every minute. And if you're enjoying every minute of the tone and the pacing, we'll follow that in the content. So you want to remember that you're going to be there and you're going to be present for those. I guess I do have to ask Brad a clarifying question before we move on to the fourth keystone, which I forgot. And now I'm almost going to forget my question, Brad. Oh, Brad, so here's a question. So the people that will be doing the seminar, so the enterprise customers are yours. They're like a business, right? So they say, hey, we want to do a sleep podcast or put people to sleep to promote our product, right? Scooter brand. We're looking to promote, you know, Okay, so yeah, their brand or whatever. Okay, I get that. I can see that. Totally reasonable expectations. And makes total sense, right? That you'd want to do that. Totally understandable. And so, okay, so that's one thing. So then, so you're, okay, so that would be, I guess, oh, so what about the non-enterprise customers? They could see the enterprise customers, you know, it's clear as a day. They say, hey, we make this, like, I guess some, I can't see why it's not clear as day. Like Trader Joe's say, okay, why don't you make a podcast about your products to put people, instead, just do it on my show. We don't want to, our brand is not boredom. Can you explain that to me, Brad? A scooter, you could enroll in the, okay, you got me. You are a good co-host, Brad. We do have to tie all this together, though. The fourth tenet was arrival. So here's what when we talk about arrival at the Boredom Institute, we talk, Brad means making a splash, getting the chatter going, getting the word of mouth going. And I would say I'd bring it back to the presence. And remember, now Brad was bringing up one of my internal emotional children that they may have discovered at the Boredom Institute, along with like my emotional marketer, Brad. Now the presence and the arrival, Do you want to be present for your arrival? You want to be present for the train on the journey before the arrival and the arrival at the station. And so if you're an individual or a brand, like being aware of what your interests are, who you are, and why you're on this journey, where you're going, maybe you don't even know that 100% or what your current destination is, where you've come from and what you've seen on the way, will inform all of those other keystones. So when you're thinking about it, more think about that if it was in slow motion and you're dropping a pebble and the ripples heading outward in very slow motion, as if time was slowed down, those ripples floating away from the pebble. Don't forget those ripples, and then don't forget about keep a go back in time. Where did you pick the pebble up from? Why did you choose that pebble? Maybe you dropped a pebble in there from a bike or from a flower. And what did it feel like in your hand? What did it remind you of? What did the air smell like? And not the specific details. Remember, you have your own unique window you look through in the world, your own unique makeup. And I guess this is scalable for brands in some senses, or brands, you know, or brand. You know, I don't know, brand doesn't have its own brand. I guess Raisin Bran is the closest thing. But so when you think about your arrival, think about you and who you are. And that'll help the uniqueness of your delivery. And it'll inform all those other things. And also, you know, just when you think about the health, wealth, and happiness that the Institute guarantees, you think about the opportunity to get to know yourself better and to find your voice. I think all of those keystones that Brad and the Institute have invented are really about finding your voice. And maybe you're finding the boring intonation of your voice, and maybe that is part of your journey there, part of your discovery. And, you know, part of what you're trying to find, or, you know, if you're part of a team, you know, you've got a job, you got to pay the bills, I get it. You know, think about that. And I would say, with working with Brad's notes here, I think the last one is action. And, you know, that's just a buzzy way to make it sound as I re-summarize everything. Now, the action for this podcast, and you say, okay, well, Brad or brand or anything else, you say, well, metaphorically, what is the action? Like, how can we present it in a way that's clear and understandable? And I would say it's a sense of holding, and then you say, well, give me some more, Scoots. I need to put this on a bumper sticker. And you say, really, part of your marketing plan is bumper stickers. So sign me up. No, on a billboard. Okay. I'll hold you in the palm of my hand is a term. I've heard maybe holding you in my arms, you know, like a pet or a child. Maybe it's just holding your hands, holding your palms of your. I find that very comforting myself. Is holding my hands in the palms of my hands, and I'm doing it now. And when I do that, it makes me sit in a way that I'm leaning in to listen, even though I'm doing the talking. That I'm saying, oh, I'm kind of here. Like, I'm talking in a listening sense to say, wow, I can't sleep. Oof, wow, I wish you could. Like, maybe I could do this to help you sleep. It kind of always follows suit. That's the action part of the plan. And I think really, like I talk about on the podcast, it's like kissing your shoulders or, yeah, holding your hands or maybe rubbing your thumbs together or, I don't know, like some people like to hold their open palm on their sternum and say, hey, I'm here for you. Because maybe just the action for starting is kind of doing that for yourself to say, well. And then maybe it's maybe there's a other keystone is the choice. You'd say, huh, is this making a sleep podcast for me? Or is it, do I want to make a podcast about something else or what's interesting to me? And then holding yourself and seeing it as a journey of discovery. I don't know. So maybe that's not a good one, Brad, but I think actions, you could reuse that any, oh, Brad's asleep. Great news. Everybody still got it. So I don't know. I like had fun with Brad and I could totally see Brad's points and the desire to kind of, spread what I'm doing around and through other channels and other mediums and, you know, for other things. And, you know, I'm glad that Brad came to me and like gave me the overview. And you'd say, well, geez, what is it? Is it an outboard motor? What is it like when the outboard motor's taken apart? And looking at stuff like this with Brad, it always gives me opportunity to look at the podcast in a closer way. And you know, really, that is the important thing is you and kind of your dilemma and the fact that I can relate to it. At least that's what's important to me to say, huh, I don't know exactly what that is like, but I know like I've, that really sounds tough. Let me be here and let me see if my tone and my pacing and my content, and my presence, my actions can reflect that fact. You know, I'm not perfect like Brad. Brad never said that, but, you know, the AI probably said, and I say, well, and that probably confuses the AI a bit, that it's, you know, the imperfections in the podcast maybe what makes it work too. But when I think about those are the things, or maybe those are my favorite things about the podcast works, that you let me in to try to help, and then I can try to be here to keep you company and to take your mind off stuff or not, just to be across the room or wherever I am. And sure, that's replicable. Sure, it's, I guess, probably scalable for Brad. But it's also this individual thing in some way. And then it's not as opposite of that. So thanks for letting me in. Time after time or whatever, and I'm really glad, I really appreciate it, and I hope we could keep doing this. This was a little bit different. I gave Brad's a lot of time, and if you're interested in anything they're doing there, maybe one day they'll launch a page, the Bordwin Institute. Thanks everybody and good night. All right, I want to thank some of the people that reviewed the podcast on Apple Podcasts recently. Ty 31, the OG Asleep Podcast. Coming from someone who used to lie in bed and couldn't sleep, this is a true gem. I'm forever grateful I found this podcast because sleeping is a beautiful thing when you can do it. His soft tone, his little jokes about nothing are absolutely the best. I fell asleep within 20 minutes, no matter the time of day. Brooklyn EM from Canada says the podcast is HORRIBLE. Can't sleep and his talking is keeping me up. So I think they just accidentally thought the podcast was something else because they talk about a sound machine. Scoot fan number one, who's David, age 9, says, this is wild. Podcast is better than Disney World. Had a hard time falling asleep till I found this. Smiley face, smiley, smiley face. Thank you so much, Scooter. Thanks, David. Awesome App 35 from Canada likes the podcast. Holy Grail of Sleep, a lifesaver. Don't know how I would have done this year. Very calming, great comfort. Very effective sleep tool. It's funny, there's going back and forth. Hedgie Potter says reasons why this podcast is perfect. If before sleeping, I would stay up for hours without being able to even consider sleeping. Now I'm out without a light, like a light within a half hour. His voice is slightly more gravelly than Cecil's on Night Vale. Yeah, he sounds like he's speaking all in lowercase. He's my favorite Borbe. Yeah, it's magic. I'm out within 30 minutes. Thank you. Then someone from Canada, Canada K, says, unapproved, 1 star. Do less bad words. Then from the UK, Dania says, simply amazing, so incredible. This person, Skate in X, in six, I don't know how to say their name, but it's a lot of letters. It's probably a code that I can't figure out. Not scared to sleep anymore. I've had anxiety that caused insomnia, and nothing helped. Tried meditations, which kind of felt pressured. You know, they work for some people. My brother told me about this podcast. I was confused why I heard a deep man voice saying nice things coming from my brother's room at night. After listening, I realized how chill it is, and no pressure to fall asleep, funny and lighthearted. Great companion, not trouble sleeping since I found this podcast. A blessing. Give it a few tries. Thank you. Paula from New Zealand says, comforting companion, faithful bedtime companion. Sometimes I sleep, sometimes I don't. Always chatting and keeping me from feeling alone. Thanks, Scoots. One of a kind. Thanks, Paula. And Canon the One says, surprisingly part of my daily happiness. I've been going through some transitions in the air, which causes stress. This podcast has been a solace to my stresses and worries. Just crawl in bed, I have a moment when all the dreading Scoots starts talking and I smile. Sneaks up on you. How you feel loved, like a reliable friendship more than a podcast. Thanks. So thanks everybody who reviewed the podcast. I really appreciate it. Sleepling actually exists because of listeners who support this podcast. That's how it exists as a free show. Is we actually really rely on the people that support the show on Patreon and support our sponsors. Those are the only ways we're able to bring you the podcast for free, is through those people. So I really appreciate it if you're one of those people that supports the sponsors or supports the show and you're here right now. Thank you so much. Also, the show grows by people like on Apple Podcasts, just spreading the word, their natural reactions to the podcast. So thank you for that, everybody that does that. We're a proud member of Night Vale Presents. You can find all of the amazing shows that are part of the Night Vale Presents Network at nightvalepresents.com, including the great It Makes a Sound. Do you remember Wim Ferriss? Because I do. One of the podcasts, you can hear it in my voice. You could binge it. The whole first season's out there. There's also the It Makes a Sound album that you can get as part of their Patreon. I think it may be also available on streaming services and stuff like that. Check it out in your podcast app of choice, It Makes a Sound, or on nightvalepresents.com. We're also a member of PRX, and really like another huge supporter of the show. Really, PRX and the staff at PRX really goes out of their way to support the podcast and help keep it free, along with the staff at Night Vale Presents. So it really, I literally couldn't, without the listener support and the support of other professionals in the podcast, and friends of the show, podcast couldn't exist. So thanks to everybody at PRX, or a proud member at PRX. You can see everything they're doing at PRX.org. And that's it. There's a lot of other cozy stuff here. So let me tuck in. Thanks so much and good night. All right, everybody. This is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month. And what you can expect to see on... in the public feed too. Now I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only. And then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from. On Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is I think this is the I think this is the Boar Friends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleeping With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is a bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10... then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it at the end of the free show too. But yeah, like this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback, feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.